The North says my body belongs in hell. The South says my body belongs in a dump. In both spaces, my body is at the mercy of men. Kolega Putuma, no Easter Sunday for queers. In my culture, it is a blessing for a child to be named by their grandparents. We believe that a child grows into their name and carries their last name, like a sword, like a light, like shelter, like love. Yet last names always seem to outweigh our first. Sigasa, Dube, Simelane, how we hold out, like things to be put up with, waiting for the law to declare us acceptable. Mzamelo, Daniels, Nogwaza, these streets have seen more blood than water, for we are taught to breathe better through stab wounds, family voids filled with knives and bottles, our skulls crushed with stones. Titus, Sonjani, Mazibogo, even our dead bodies suffer, unseen and seen at once, it seems. To some, this death is unable to leave their tongues. Ngonyana, Mpanza, halls when we are lifeless, they gather in numbers to call on gods who never knew our names, to welcome our souls back into homes that never held us. Ngukana, Kwabe, Nkosi, they do not make prayers for people like us, even with our teeth scattered like prayer beads, but we still grow into our names. No gutter can contain our stench. Sizagele, our names call out for help. We've cried enough tears to water the soil. The death of Mbali was never in vain. See flowers flourish where she lay. Duduzile's laughter lingers in her childhood home. Her mother finds comfort in the sounds. Zandile, we hold your name close as skin, our strength multiplied by the sum of your blood. Noxolo, we will fight until your sleep is peaceful. I have wrapped my name in a faith that ascends from the gods that believe in me. I will not die here. Not today. Your names have carried us, made light the heaviness of our lost names. Sisonke, we pray to the gods to hear us. We wear our pride in full color as we remember our names.